ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
It sure is. And Stephen says, bring on the chaotic quiz. Stephen, I have been practicing and I don't think it's going to be as chaotic as it has been in the past. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but probably everyone else will be quite happy with that. Okay. Who was first cab off the rank? It's got to be Tony. It's Tony in Penshurst. Hello, Tony. There you are.
How are you going, Greta? I'm still here.
I'm sorry I didn't read your text about the glasses from our first story, your glasses earlier in the evening, about them being a fashion statement, but...
I should have gone for the Elton John glasses when they were on auction, but they've probably been bought now.
I think they were auctioning. Yeah, they were auctioning Dame Edna's glasses as well last year, around about this time as well, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, the Don Monte glasses.
Yes, I reckon they'd go great with your loud board shorts on your evening strolls, I think.
I need to dye my hair, though. I've got no hair. I'm shaved it off. So I need to, I could have a mohawk with the glasses. That look good, didn't it?
Do you know what? My little boy had a mohawk at school today. It was crazy hair day, and he wanted to be a clown, but he didn't have enough hair, so he kind of made it into a red mohawk. You can spray your hair. You can spray your hair, Tony, with those colour sprays.
Oh, cool.
Wash it straight out. Look, no more yapping. We've got to get on with it. As much as I love to yap, we have a challenge to complete. Here are the categories, Tony. The week that was, of course. Also, spin-offs. We have chemical elements, fun with flags, and this is a bit of a dark one, but still interesting, assassinations.
That's a bit dark. That is very dark.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. I think it's a lot of people's general knowledge, assassinations. It's just part of history, isn't it?
It is, yes. There is a podcast on assassinations too.
Yes, there is. Oh, there's a podcast about everything. That's right. I'll have to look at the name of that one. What would you like?
I'll go with the week of worst to start off with, if I could go forward, please.
Sure. Life is a Dream is the debut classical orchestra album from which Oscar-winning Welsh actor?
He did a lot. It's a debut. Welsh actor. Do I know any Welsh actors?
Oscar-winning. Yeah, Welsh Life actor. Is a Dream is the debut classical orchestral album from which Oscar-winning Welsh actor?
Well, it has to be Richard Burton then.
It is not Richard Burton.
Oh. He's dead. No, can't be in Canada.
This is unlike you, Tony, out on the first question. It's unlike you.
Oh, no, I bombed out early. Thank you, Greta. Have a good night. I'll have to go to sleep early then.
Oh, no. Keep listening in. You might be able to play from home.
I will.
You just won't be
the same,
give it a go. Good on you, Tony. We've got, Alistair in Winchelsea. Hello, Alistair. Were you the same Alistair that I played You Can Call Me Al before?
Talking to the very same person.
Excellent. I'm sorry I didn't ask for your permission and you actually prefer Alistair.
I didn't say, I just said that. You can call me Alistair, but I was just being joking.
No problem.
That's fine, yeah. I didn't know because I was always listening to classical music about that stage, and one of my friends, Robin Granger, he was a South African fellow, he kept going, "You can be my bodyguard." I'm just wondering why he kept saying that all night. I actually hadn't heard... I didn't hear the song because I was tuned into Classic FM so much that I about that 85, 86 era that I didn't know what he's talking about. I know the song, yeah.
I've heard it a little bit too much in the years since. Yeah. It's one of my favourites.
Tom and Jerry? They were Tom and Jerry, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes. Now, do you think, if you've been tuned into classical, this might be a question for you, Alistair. Life is a Dream is the debut classical orchestral album from which Oscar-winning Welsh actor?
Classical.
This is for the week that was. So it's been news this week.
Oh, it has been news. Oh, I've been out of the news. That's well, I'm hopeless. But I did put in that message about Winchingham, and I did work for them for a while, and they generally, I don't know how rapidly they can do it, but they generally will get you a home. Once they get you a home, it's your home for the rest of your life. It's home till stumps.
Yeah, tenure. Yeah, tenure. I mean, it's great. It's great that there are initiatives like that, and that it was able to cross over to that novel as well.
1989. Brian Littman started it then.
It's wonderful that there is that sort of resource for people who have housing insecurity.
More than 100 people work for it, I think. Mm. I mean, they've got a number of offices everywhere, and they're United Nations Design Houses, UN Habitat Awards. We'll give the poor just a hovel or something. They actually give the poor a very, very good place to live in, or those who've fallen into hard times.
I know, and I feel terrible having to move on from this conversation. I'd love to talk about it with you, but I'm going to get in trouble if I don't keep it. But I'll tell you what.
You've got to move on, You've got to move. You've got 47 minutes to finish this.
That's right. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Can we say Catherine Zeta-Jones?
It is not Catherine Zeta-Jones or Richard Burton. Well. Oh, but good try, Alistair. And thank you for telling me about that that facility. We're going to look into it. Maybe there's a bit of a story in there.
Footy Head was my nickname as well.
What was it? Footy Head? Footy Head?
Yes. Yeah, because my head does look like a bit like Heckle and Jekyll. It's like a football on a tee. And my neck is the tee and the football's on the tee.
Oh, that's hilarious. Footy Head. It's always about the appearance, isn't it, those nicknames? Alistair, thank you so much, and speak to you next time.
I look forward to it.
All right, bye-bye. Peter in Sydney. What do you think, Peter? Do you know the answer to this one?
I'm back. I'm not ringing about genealogy this time.
Yeah, I really did think that was a joke.
I know. I told my wife that you thought it was a joke. No, he also was responsible for the railway station that's now the Parramatta Light Rail Station, Tilopia.
And to catch everybody up on what we're speaking about when we talked about what's your family history, speaking to that Vanessa from the Genealogy Society, and your great-grandfather founded it. Incredible coincidence. It was like too good to be true for a second. But what do you think about this question?
Well, I wouldn't have guessed Richard Burton because he's been dead for a while. And I didn't think it was... The only person I can think of who dabbles in music that's classically Welsh is Anthony Hopkins.
And that would be correct. It is Anthony Hopkins. Correct.
That was a guess.
Would you like to stay here, Peter? Or would you like to... Okay, let's move on. Would you like spin-offs, Chemical Elements, Fun with Flags, or Assassinations?
I mean, I don't mean by that element that I'm likely to get anything else correct. But anyway, I'll go Assassinations. That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
go... Well, you know...
Clearly, obviously not actual fun.
Yes. But of many people's general knowledge, I am led to believe. Now, on the 28th of June, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated in which Balkan capital?
Sarajevo.
That is correct, Sarajevo. And I'll just a quick shout out who got Anthony Hopkins right. It was Joe and Annette and David... And Jane, and yes, well done there. Okay, I have to not forget the text line. Now, want to stay here, Peter?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, question three now. Who was assassinated on the 30th of January, 1948, by Nathoram Godse?
1948. Wow. Let's say Adolf Hitler.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I want to congratulate you on the lack of chaos tonight.
I think you're trying to keep it together, but I think I've disappointed Simo. Simo likes it, and there's some someone else wants some chaos. But you know what? It was just because it was rough around the edges. Now I've had a few goes, and I can sort of.
Now you've refined the technique down to you've nailed it.
Well, not quite. Don't talk it up that much, Peter. Good on you. Good run there. Bye-bye. And we have Kylie in Daysdale. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Greta. I promised I would ring you. You're doing a fabulous job this morning. Thank you. Thank you for making me laugh. All your listeners during the chat. It's wonderful, dear. I won't hold you up. Thank you. I'll pass it on.
Okay. Oh, no, are you sure? Wait, Kylie, before you go, did you ever have a nickname? Maybe one that you were happy with?
Yes, it was Skull, S-K-U-L-L.
Oh, my goodness. Why? Can I ask why?
It's a long one. A motor car accident many years ago there. I won't go into it now, but a motor car, that's about when I was 6 years old. So it was over 60 years ago.
Isn't that brutal that people make nicknames out of the misfortune like that?
It's just a skull, actually. And then that's where they got it. And that's where it stuck. I haven't seen the people in many years, but there's one person who's still alive and remembers it. So there you go.
Goodness me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I knew there'd be a story behind there, Kylie. Good on you. I'll speak to you next time.
Good on you, dear. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got John in Ashfield. Where are you, John? You keep disappearing. There you are. John, do you know who was assassinated on the 30th of January 1948 by someone called Natharam Godse?
I think it might have been Mahatma Gandhi.
That is correct. Well done, Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, I don't know where I plucked that out from, but that's great.
It was a sort of Indian-sounding name.
How are you, Greta? Nice to talk to you anyway.
Nice to talk to you too, John. Yeah. And we're talking about nicknames a little bit later on after we speak to Andrew. Did you ever have a nickname that you were...
They used to call me Lightning.
Because you were slow or fast?
I was racing around all over the place trying to get things done when I was working and that. I used to work for the Defence Department and they used to say, for God's sake, John, slow down. You're just like Lightning. We'll start calling you Lightning.
And they did. Lightning.
I'm pretty famous for that anyway.
All right, John, Lightning, a.k.a. Lightning. Would you like to stay on assassinations or would you like to move categories?
I might go back to the week that was. Thank you, Greta.
Sure. Yep. Okay. Which sitcom was voted the most popular Australian TV show at the Logies this year?
I don't know. It's not Home and Away, but that's not a sitcom. I'll try that Home and Away, but it's wrong anyway.
Well, no, because it's not a sitcom. It is not Home and Away. It is not Home and Away.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Greta.
Good on you, John. Or I should say Lightning. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Who have we got? Helen in Adelaide. Hello, Helen.
Hello there, Greta.
Hello, Helen. Nice to have you here. Now, do you know which sitcom was voted the most popular Australian TV show at the Logies this year?
I'm hoping it's Kath and Kim.
Well, you'd be correct. It is Kath and Kim. Yes.
There you go.
Would you like to stay here or move on?
Let's go back to assassination.
We're all a bit of a morbidly curious bunch, aren't we?
Yeah.
How many US presidents have been assassinated in office?
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, have a think.
There's been a few. Let's see. Been assassinated or attempted?
Oh, actually, were assassinated is how the question is worded.
Okay. I'll say three. I think it's around that mark.
It is not three, would you believe?
Okay.
But quickly, before you go, Helen, did you have a nickname? Yes,
I did. From my surname, it was shortened down to Percy because they couldn't pronounce my surname when they first heard it.
Oh, okay. Was it friends when you were younger, friends at school?
School friends, and it stuck for the rest of my life.
Oh, Percy. All right. That's nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like the first name Percy. I was going to maybe call one of my boys that, but I didn't go with it. All right. Thanks, Helen. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. If you would like to play the challenge, 1-300-800-222. It's not chaotic. Sorry, Steve, to disappoint you. And Shane in Newcastle would like to say hello to Julie from Fig Tree, just letting you know. And who got that last question right? Oh, no one's got that right on the text line just yet. Although, because everybody's answering the same number, I'm quite concerned that the answer I have is incorrect. Jason, would you mind Googling that particular question if you get a second? How many presidents I mean, we should have really done it before the show. Here we go. Chaos has entered the quiz. All right, let's keep things rolling along. We have Eric in Melbourne. Hello, Eric.
G'day, Greta. Yeah, I know this one. It's four.
You're right. It is four. Four US presidents have been assassinated in office. Can you name them?
Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, William McKinley and John F. Kennedy.
Well done. Well done. You know your US presidents.
Mm.
Good work. Would you like to stay here, Eric? Would you like to move on?
Just on nicknames, as a bartender at a hotel in Ararat, it was nicknamed Chainsaw, and I asked him why is he called Chainsaw, because his nickname was McCulloch.
McCulloch. Oh, you've got to explain that one to me.
McCulloch Chain.
It's a brand, is it? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'll stick with the week that was, please, Greta.
Okay, the week that was. Then I need to ask you about a particular text message from Johnny Chicken Tooth to explain a joke. Just a moment. But, okay, the week that was. The former Prime Minister of which country has been moved back to jail following a required medical examination at hospital?
What's the text line in case I want to text? Are you in Sydney or Melbourne?
I'm in Sydney.
Oh, Sydney text line. All right. Now, which former Prime Minister moved? Can you repeat the question, sorry?
Which former Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister of which country was moved back to jail following a medical examination in hospital?
South Korea? I don't know.
No, it is not South Korea.
Thanks anyway.
No, good on you. Good on you, Eric. Thanks so much. Matt in Holland Park. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Matt. Do you know which country this former Prime Minister belongs to? They've been moved back to jail following a required medical examination at hospital.
Is this right now?
This is a headline from this week.
I'll go Algeria.
Algeria. It is not Algeria. Before we go, though, Matt, did you ever have a nickname?
Yeah.
Yes. And what was it? Do you want to share it with me, or is it not safe for work?
No, it's all good. It was Jungle.
Jungle. Why?
Because it was from my footy mates. All my footy mates, their parents used to drop them off at training. But I live close to where we used to train, so I used to walk through the bush. There was, like, bush next to the training ground. So one day someone was like, oh, there he is walking through the jungle. So I became Jungle.
Oh, love it. For how long? Still? You're Jungle?
Yeah, I know. I know at least, two people I probably see.
Love it. Love it. I need to make a note of these. All right, Matt, I'll speak to you next time. You have a good night.
Yeah, no problem.
We've got Joe in Melton who has it right on the text line. Simon from Kingsley has it right. James and Elaine and Karen and Annette have it right. Okay, let's see if Ian from Warimba has the answer. Hello. Good, thank you. How are you, Ian?
Very good. I came back from Vietnam with the nickname of Tubby. Rather rotund gentleman from transport. Yeah, that was a good day.
Oh, yes, okay.
And when on a bad day, I was that fat B from transport, but that's beside the point. Is it Imran Khan who is being...
Yes, that is it. But the question is, which country is he from?
Pakistan.
That's right. Yeah. It was Pakistan. Well done. Well done, Ian. Okay, but you're called Tubby, were you? But shouldn't you have been called the Fat Controller?
No.
Do you remember that from Thomas?
I'm too far down the totem pole to get a name like that.
Oh, you're right, okay. But just, you want to stay here or do you want to move on?
Assassinations.
Okay. Oh, gosh, that's a hot topic tonight. All right, yeah. Ian, here we go. Before his mysterious death in 1932, which Australian sporting icon survived an assassination attempt on the 1st of November 1930?
Farlap.
That is correct. It is Farlap. Well done.
Yeah.
Right. Stay here?
Yeah, we'll stay with that.
Okay. In 1840, Edward Oxford became the first of seven people who tried to assassinate which woman?
Queen Victoria?
Queen Victoria's right.
Hmm.
Yeah. This is your
three out of three.
You know your assassinations, Ian.
Yeah. Is there any left in Assassination?
There is not. We've got to move on.
All right. This was the week that was.
The week that was. We'll go back to that. No one's done spin-offs, Chemical Elements, or Fun with Flags yet. So if you know any of that, you should give us a call, 1-300-800-222. But Ian, you have the floor. So the week that was. Weeks after it splashed down, a SpaceX rocket has been towed to which Australian island?
Is it Christmas Island?
It is. Oh, we don't have a scandal on our hands, do we, Ian? You're just rather clever, aren't you?
No, I remember seeing that. And I thought how it survived and floated.
Yes, okay. Yes, I know. That was
Pink.
Yes, exactly. It's book week next week, and my 6 year old, his favorite book is How a Rocket Works, and I did actually learn that from that particular book. It's got little flaps and it says, oh, you know, they it does it, the rockets when they land at sea, they don't sink, and there we go.
Yeah, I never knew that. All right, we'll stay with that one.
Maybe the more children's books I read, maybe I'll be a bit better at these questions if I ever had to answer them myself. Okay, we'll stay here. Ian, American actress Hayden Panettiere rose to fame as superpowered cheerleader Claire Bennett on which TV series?
I'm out of that now. I've got no idea. I know she's dead, but I don't know what show she was on.
Oh, never mind. You had a good run. You had a good run. Now, listen, Ian, what was your nickname? Did you ever have a nickname?
Yeah, Tubby. I was a Tubby one.
Oh, that was Tubby. Yes, sorry. I missed that. Sorry. Yes, you were Tubby.
Yeah,
yes. Sorry, I should have made a note there. Yes, all right. Yeah. I won't call you that. I'll say goodbye, Ian. I forgot that he told me that. So many nicknames. We've got. Oh, Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Great to speak with you tonight. Now, do you know this answer? American actress Hayden Panettiere rose to fame as superpowered cheerleader Claire Bennett on which TV series?
I still think I know this one because everyone was talking about it at school because, did she die or something?
She did, yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was Heroes.
Heroes, that's right, yeah. Everybody was having, you know, at school, I wonder what they call it because in the office, in a workplace, it's called water cooler conversations where you stand around the water cooler and have a chat about the news and current affairs and gossip, et cetera. What do they call it bubbler conversations at school?
I don't know. We're just like our own conversation and then like someone just brought it up and then it just turned into like a talk.
Yeah, because it's a bit before your time, I think, that show, but not too before, maybe, you know. But some kids might know it. Yeah, okay, because it's about superheroes. Heroes, that show? Yeah. All right, Tommy, do you want to... Oh, that's it. We've finished the week that was.
Can I go to Flags?
You sure can. I'm so glad that you picked that because that means you have a good chance. You know something about them. I don't. I was a little bit scared that these would be too hard, Tommy. Okay. Which country of the UK is not represented on the Union Jack?
I'm pretty sure. Is it Wales?
Yes. Well done, Tommy. It is Wales. Yes. Okay. The flag of which Pacific country features a lion holding a cacao pod in its paw?
Is it Sri Lanka?
No, it is not Sri Lanka. It is not Sri Lanka. But I'm so glad that you were able to make a start on the flag category because I was dreading it, Tommy.
Thank you. Have a great night.
I have a good one, Tommy. Speak to you next time. Yes, bubbler conversations. That's what water cooler conversations are in the school. Okay, so Ruth says my nickname should be Have a Chat. But that's only because Ruth's was as well at school because she talked a lot. Yes, Ruth, kindred spirits. Right, we've got John at Broadbeach. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, do you know the answer? The flag of which Pacific country features a lion holding a cacao pod in its paw?
It's Fiji.
It is Fiji, correct. Well done. Who got that on the text line? Ooh, nobody just yet. Okay, would you like to stay in this category, fun with flags, or would you like to move on, John?
I might move on, I think.
Okay. We've got Chemical Elements or spin-offs.
Take spin-offs.
Eric, you got it right on the text line. Well done. Okay, spin-offs. All right. Mork and Mindy was a spin-off of which other TV sitcom?
I should know that. Wasn't that era? Oh, Happy Days?
Happy Days. Happy Days. Was it? I had no idea. Really? Who was the... Oh, because it was... Who was Mindy then? Who was the spin-off?
Something to do with... It had something to do with Happy Days.
Yeah, I can't remember who the character was.
I think it's it could have been something to do with Blondie.
Wait, Robin Williams was in Happy Days?
No.
Yeah, he played Mork. Yeah, but what did he play? Jason's telling me that he played Mork. I know that, but who did he play in Happy Days? Anyway, we'll figure it out if you know. why?
A long time ago.
Yeah, someone will have to tell me why that is. All right, do you want to stay here?
I think he might have just been in it.
Right. Yeah. Do you want to stay here, or would you like to move on?
I think I'll keep down with spin-offs.
All right. David Hyde Pierce starred as the supporting character Niles in which sitcom spin-off series?
Frasier?
Correct, Frasier. With Kelsey Grammer as Frasier Crane from Cheers. Spun off from Cheers. Okay, stay here, doing well?
Sure. You
think so, or do you want to move on?
No, I'll keep going.
Okay, all right, John. The 2019 action movie Hobbs and Shaw was a spin-off from which movie franchise?
Sure. What year was it?
2019.
Fast and the Furious?
Yes. Now, I wouldn't happen to hear typing, would I, John? You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
No, that's my watch going off.
All right. Okay. Now, let's do...
I'm actually at work, and I work in a coal mine.
Oh, do you? Whereabouts? Yeah, are you at?
I'm from Broadbeach, but I live in... I'm actually at Moranbah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on night shift.
Oh, you're calling the quiz. Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm not running anything. We're just on downtime at the moment.
Nice.
We're sort of down around 12 o'clock till 1, 3, 2.
Well, there are two remaining questions in spin-offs. Would you like to stay here?
Yeah, well.
Okay. Dunk and Egg are the main characters of which 2026 fantasy TV series?
Dunk and Egg, is that what you said?
I'm sorry, I cannot repeat it.
You can't tell me.
I cannot repeat it. Because we have had a overhaul of the rules here and we realised that repetition was causing problems, John.
Oh, right. Okay. 2026. Doctor Who?
It is not Doctor Who, John. I'm so sorry. It is not. But have a good shift. I hope it's not too strenuous for you. Thanks for calling in.
No. Do you want a nickname?
Oh, absolutely, John. Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a nickname from when I was still in the surf club, but I got a nickname from my dad called Ganger. And it all stemmed from, because all the old guys in the club knew him.
Yes.
And he was called that because when in the war he used to work, he was drafted, he was in Townsville, he used to have to run a railway gang. And back then they used to call them gangers.
A railway gang?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a builder.
Oh, Ganger.
Because when I got it, of course it meant trying to tell people what it meant was a bit difficult.
It means something a bit different. It means something a bit different these days.
Yeah, it was always embarrassing that way. Because they'd all call it out across the street, hey, Ganger, what are you doing?
Oh, no. Oh, it was kind of cool back then. It's definitely not now. Oh, John, I'm sorry that you inherited that one.
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. Well, good on you. Thanks for calling.
You could have
all right,
day,
you too. All right, we've got. Oh, here's one with the nickname Vando.
Hey, it's the queen. Oh, you're not the queen of chaos anymore, are you?
No, I'm behaving myself.
Call you the landlady of Mount Olympus. That's all I've got. Hold on. Oh, my name's Jeff. That's a weak horn, isn't it?
Oh, it's distant. It's rather distant tonight, Vando.
Hey. Oh, no, it's just shocking. Okay. It's a different truck.
Oh, no.
Disappointing. Anyway.
The acoustics of the truck, I'm sure that comes into play when you're choosing one. People are clarifying, Bando, people are clarifying this Happy Days thing. The first appearance of the Mork character on television was in Happy Days. Do you know that is so weird because wasn't Mork an alien? Am I remembering things correctly?
Well, you absolutely are because I didn't mind Happy Days. I like Ralph Mouth and I like the Fonz. But, yeah, I wouldn't have thought that old Tom Bosley would have put up with, you know, Robin Williams' buffoonery.
Well, but the science fiction element in Happy Days, I don't remember being a thing.
No, neither do I.
Oh.
Neither do I.
Some strange things happened in the 70s.
Yeah, I would have thought the spin-off of Happy Days was that show Charchi.
Yeah, Charchi, yeah.
And Charchi had a... They lived next to Laverne and Shirley or something, didn't they?
Well, I remember Charchi was the heartthrob and he had his own... Oh, wasn't he in the... Oh, gosh, I can't even remember now. It was always on Foxtel back in the day. But, yes, Charchi, I do remember that, definitely. But that,
oh, it was on Foxtel back in the... I think you're young.
I am, yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Ripe old age of 42, still old enough to remember Simpsons Till Midday on Foxtel. Things makes me sound old, come on.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's not old. But anyway...
Mm. I might get the. I do think I've asked you the nickname story for Vando before, but before we do that, Vando, do you know Dunk and Egg are the main characters of which 2026 fantasy TV series?
Stranger Things. I don't watch much television.
Yeah, the new stuff anyway. You know about the old stuff, like the Charchis and the, you know, all that. Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a 2026 fantasy TV spin-off series. And, yes, unfortunately, no, it is not.
Oh, there you go.
Not Stranger Things.
Yeah, no, there you go. Look, Vando is just short for my surnames and a lot of people. But I did a few years ago, I used to work with a fella and... We shared a unit through the week and I would sing to him in the morning and he didn't really like it and he would call me Noise.
Okay.
And then when he was introducing me to people, he would introduce me as The Noise, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So,
the noise, like the Edge from U2.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. But sort of cool, you know?
I think that's very fitting. You are The Noise.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You are
brother.
The noise. You're the toot. There we go.
That is weak. It's like a train set. Disappointingly. Anyway, never mind.
Oh, never mind. Train sets, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. So there's some train set enthusiasts out there, Vando, but...
Oh, I love train sets.
Oh, yes, good. Don't yuck anyone's yum, please. Oh, dear. All right, Vando, speak to you next time. Good on ya. All right. Who's been patiently waiting? Oh, Mario. Hello, Mario in, is it Lunia? Lumia? I can't see.
Lurnia.
I was like, is it Lumia or Lurnia? Lurnia. Hello, Mario and Lurnia. How are you?
I'm still awake.
Oh, good. Good, hopefully awake enough to answer this. Dunk and Egg are the main characters of which 2026 fantasy TV series?
No idea.
I know, because it's a new show, right? New show. Do you want to have a guess? Think about the fantasy. Think about the big fantasy shows that have come out, you know, in the last, 10 years, and this is a spin-off of one of those.
Okay, well, I'll say a spin-off, something from The Block, but that's not an answer, is it?
No.
I can't do it.
Oh, Mario, I'm so sorry. You were waiting so patiently too. Just quickly before you go, what's your nickname?
At school, I was called Pugsley.
Pugsley from Adam's Family.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit...
Need I say more?
Need I say no? You don't, Mario. All right, you're here for a short time, but it's a good time. Good on you, Mario.
See ya.
All right, Karen in South Brisbane. Please, Karen. I hope you're a fantasy fan. Hello.
Can I tell you how much I'm enjoying your show this evening?
What a kind thing to say, Karen.
I'm having lunch guests tomorrow, so I'm manically cooking cottage pie.
and which takes 2.5 hours in the oven.
In South Brisbane at this time of night, you and I are the same. I'm a manic food prepper if I've got an event. Manic. I get you.
And mopping and cleaning and doing, you know, all those other things that you have to do to prepare for lunch guests. And I've just been thoroughly enjoying your program. It's absolutely... And by the way, can I also mention that the way that you said Kapalabar is exactly the same way that my grandmother used to say it, and everyone used to laugh.
What did I say? What was the...
Kabalabala? Was it you? Or was it the previous presenter?
Kabalabala? No, she's a lot more sophisticated than me, Andrea. Andrea Ho, she's the pro. Yeah. Andrea the pro ho.
My grandmother always said Kabalabala. My grandmother was born in Germany.
Oh.
And she could never understand how people could say Kapalabala. She said it's Kabalabala.
Oh.
And when I heard those words, it just took me straight back to my grandmother.
Oh, no, that might have been Andrea. Maybe I did say that. Maybe I said it wrong, but I...
There was someone who called from Kapalabar.
Oh.
And it took me ages to learn how to say Kapalabar.
Oh, well, it might not be my show you're enjoying then.
Because that's how, if you look at it, it's C-A-P-A-L-B-A, Kapalabar.
Yes, yes. When you're from another country, the pronunciations can be quite a funny thing.
It was always a huge issue. I don't know whether there was some significant thing that we had to do at Kapalabar. It was always a huge issue about the Kapalabar. And anyway, but I won't bore you any further.
No. That's fine. That's fine. I wish I could be like, yes, that was me. But I don't think it was. But Karen, it's still very kind.
I've been doing this since like 6 o'clock today. So it may have been the previous. I think I may know the answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
It might be that thing called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Well done, which is a spin-off of...
The crown, the thing I don't like, the Thrones thing.
Game of Thrones. Do you know I don't like it either? Because I'm such a Tudor head. I was like, I don't... The real thing's better.
It just bores me. I people try to get me convinced that...
Me too. They're like, you like that medieval stuff. You like violence. Like, you should watch the... I watched it. I was like, no, thank you.
Woman who's got white dragons, I think, from memory, that I sort of liked. I watched one kind of episode where that was all right, but
I
don't understand the obsession.
Game of Thrones, it's too salacious. It's too, I'm a bit of a prude with that stuff.
I just think it's just over the top and just doesn't need to be. Like, it's to me, it's almost, people are going to hate me for this, but it's pretentious. Would you like to speak about nicknames?
Yes, I would love to hear your nickname, yes.
Part of my surname is B-I-T, and one of my best friends at university call me Bits and Pieces.
Oh.
Abbreviated to Bits.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
I said, and I'll tell you about his nickname because this is very important, he's dead, because she's always doing bits and pieces.
Oh, she's always doing bits and pieces?
Mm, she's always doing
bits and pieces. Oh, doing bits and pieces.
I said, why did you call me Bits? And he said, because you're always doing bits and pieces.
Case in point, what are you doing right now? Cleaning and cooking.
And his name and his father's name was Robert Burrows, and they're both dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an issue for me to say this.
Mm.
And their nickname, both of their nicknames, was Bunny.
Because of the Burrows. Yep.
Bunny Stig Burrows.
Straightforward. I love it. I love it. Well, Karen, let's move on.
So easily.
Beg your pardon?
A lot of people don't get it very easily.
Oh, no, that one I got. There's another one. There's another text from Johnny Chicken Tooth. I'm trying to work out about Washington. I don't quite need... Anyway, I'll do it later because we've got to get on with the quiz. But now, do you want to stay...
I don't have to answer anything else, but I just wanted to tell you how much I've thoroughly have enjoyed your program this evening.
Oh, good on you, Karen. Well, I hope you keep listening. I really do.
No, it's been magnificent.
Oh, good on you, Karen. Well, let's just give it a shot with the next question, eh? We've got to get through it. So we may as well, while you're here, give multitasking, cooking, cleaning, answering a quiz question, okay?
I'm a two-time Nightlife Challenge winner of last year.
Oh, okay.
But I generally get into form about next month.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you're early, so let's go. Would you like to stay? Would you like to move to Chemical Elements or Fun with Flags, or would you like to stay on the spin-offs?
What does Fun with Flag mean exactly?
It just means flags. Questions about flags.
Oh, flags.
Mm.
Oh, hang on. What were the categories again?
Fun with Flags, Chemical Elements, and there's one question remaining for spin-offs.
I have no idea what spin-offs mean, so let's go there. Let's get that little one knocked away. And I'm not feeling very confident because I'm just, like, focused on doing other stuff. But let's go.
Let's give it a go. Starfleet Academy is a 2026 TV spin-off from which highly successful TV and movie franchise?
I think that'll be Star Trek.
Star Trek, well done. You know your spin-offs.
That'll be easy.
Yeah, it's good. That's well done. Star Trek. Okay. A lot of love for Vando on the text line as well. Vando, you've got some fans. Yeah, it's quite funny. We love our truckies. Okay.
Yeah, there's heaps of truckies, aren't there? I love them as well.
Oh, they're the best. Now, two more categories left. We've eliminated three. Chemical Elements or the Flags?
Mm. I used to know my flags very well, but let's move into Chemical Elements. Why not?
Okay. What is the only chemical element with a name that ends in the letter L?
I heard that question before and I couldn't find the answer to it.
Oh.
You sure. The only chemical element in L, no, darling, I'm going to leave you on that one.
Oh, and Karen.
I'll let someone else have a chance.
Good on you. Hope you get your cooking and cleaning done and we'll speak to you next time.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Oh, here we go. Who do we reckon can do this? I reckon Jason and Shepparton has a good chance. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, I can't ask you about nicknames as much as I'd love to because we're running out of time. So I do have to ask you that question again. What is the only chemical element with the name that ends in the letter L?
Only chemical element that ends in the letter L. Geez, I was hoping for an easy one, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go, no, it won't be, ethanol.
No, it's not ethanol. It's not ethanol because I think that's not a element. I think that might be a compound. I don't know. I didn't do my science. But Jason, I'm so sorry. If you have a nickname story, do call after Andrew Romano, okay? We've got Chris in Pakenham. Chris?
G'day.
G'day. Do you know what is the only chemical element with a name that ends in the letter L?
L. I don't think I can. I don't know. Say pyrrole.
No, that is not
it. That's what people do. Instead of rolling cheese, they roll pies.
Okay. Okay. Pyrol.
Off the cuff comedy as well.
Oh, good on you, Chris. Improv. We love it.
I've heard of a guy that had one leg shorter than the other, and they used to call him the Sniper's Nightmare.
The Sniper's Nightmare. Oh, Chris, I gotta have to let you go. Thanks for sharing that. We've got to move on. Good on you. Bye. Okay. Okay, who's got this? Sam in Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
It's not Suzanne. It's Greta filling in for Suzanne.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's okay. Now, Sam, Greta, do you know the answer to this? The only chemical element with a name that ends in the letter L.
What, would you repeat that, please?
What is the only chemical element with a name that ends in the letter L? Jane's got it. Tony's got it. Joe's got it.
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, never mind, Sam.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Dave on the bus. You really are on a bus, Dave.
Yes, I'm really on a bus. We're going to the races tomorrow.
Oh, the races. Oh, lucky. But you on your way there now, are you?
You're on the way there from Melbourne.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're dedicated.
Anyway, let's get on with it.
You're right, Dave. Okay, quick.
You want Beryl. You want Beryl, me Auntie Beryl.
Beryl?
Yes, you want Auntie Beryl. Beryl.
It's not. Wait, hold on. No.
No, it is. It's Beryl. Beryl's the element you're looking for.
Well, I've got a completely different element here. It's not Beryl.
Oh, God, I thought it was Beyonce Beryl. Anyway, have a better one tomorrow.
Were you just waiting on the line to tell that joke?
She'll,
Dave.
She'll be winning on it. She'll be winning on the wing stakes. But I can tell you've had licentious behaviour this evening, but we could get rid of that other
All
lady.
Right, Dave.
Every night.
All right, good on you. All right, okay. So, who have we got? Fitzy. Hello, Fitzy. Do you know the answer to this? Fitzy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am here. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just going to straight up pass, girl.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. So I see you, Fitzy. Sorry, we don't have much time. David in Brisbane.
Hey, is it Nickel?
It is Nickel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, David. Okay.
Beautiful. I've been like sitting there like, come on.
All right. Good on you. Now, next one. You want to stay here? Chemical elements?
So I only just got it. What are the other categories?
The only one, there's three questions left for fun with flags.
Okay, now stick with the chemicals, I think.
Okay. Neon is the official state element of which U.S. state? Neon.
Oh, wow. Oh, Las Vegas, because of all the signs?
Well, U.S. state.
Oh, Nevada.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll give you that.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Okay,
moving
thank you.
On.
You're right.
Nevada.
Sorry, I jumped.
No, but good logic. What is the only chemical element with a name that ends in the letter T?
Letter T. Okay, can you give me a second? Not titanium, it's not helium, it's not xenon, it's not argon, it's not copper, it's not platinum, it's not, no, I'm running out of elements. It's not hydrogen, it's not chlorine, it's not, I don't know.
Oh no, you nearly recited them all. Oh, you don't want to have a quick guess?
Ending in T for Tom.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Oh, David.
Sorry.
All right. Never mind. Thanks. Thank you, though, for getting us past that hard question. All right. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hello, Lincoln. Now, do you know the only chemical element with a name that ends in letter T?
You know what? I know beryllium, thulium, trillium, the rhyme, but I don't know.
Oh, you didn't know, Lincoln. Oh, no. Never mind. Oh, well, thanks for calling. I'm sorry you got that question. Oh, come on, Paul. Help me out here. Paul.
I'll tell you what, I'll help Vando out.
Okay.
Greta?
Yeah. Okay. Your horn's a lot louder, Paul. So you don't know. You don't. Yeah.
You already know my nickname because you made it up the other week.
What was it?
We'll leave it between us.
I forgot what it was.
You wanted to call me Paul the Hauler.
Paul the Hauler, that's right. Paul the Hauler. He's always hauling. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I tried it the following night and they didn't want to know about it.
No, Paul the Hauler, good on you. All right, we've got some calls. Someone might know this, Paul. I always love chatting to you, but I'm not producing tonight, so I can't yap.
Yeah, fat. How about fat? Fat's not an element, though.
No, it's not. All right.
See you, mate.
Bye, Paul the Hauler. See you later. All right. Graham, I can hear my voice coming back. Graham, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you know what that is? The only chemical...
Cobalt.
Cobalt, correct. All right, do you want to stay here?
Yeah, I was on the other night, so I don't know whether I'll get...
I think you're not allowed to... I think two choices is all right. Two chances. Okay.
I'll give it another try, yeah, if I get on.
Sure. I is the chemical...
No. Oh. Someone just got it.
No, that was you. I'm talking to you, Graham.
Right.
Graham.
Okay.
Yes, I know I'm talking to you. You got it.
Okay. I have to turn the TV down. Hang on.
Yes,
sorry.
You should.
I thought I was just talking to reception. Sorry.
No, you're talking on air, but you couldn't tell the difference. All right, come on. I is the chemical symbol for which element?
Iodine.
Well done. All right. Okay. Which element is the official state mineral of Victoria?
Mineral. Victoria. Geez, you got me tested there.
It's more straightforward than you'd think.
Let's just say carbon.
It's not carbon. I'm so sorry. I thought you knew. You sounded like you knew all the elements and minerals, but, you know, otherwise.
Oh, you know what? Now I think it's probably gold.
Is it gold? Now, what's your reasoning there?
Well, I worked in a gold mine down at Stores.
Oh, good work. Okay, life experience. That's how you knew. Good on you, Graham. All right, quick, two questions left. Which Latin American country's flag, because we have to do flags now, features an eagle
eating a snake? Which Latin American country's flag features an eagle eating a snake?
Latin America, so it's all sort of Panama area.
South America, basically, yeah.
South America. Let's say Bolivia.
It is not Bolivia. Sorry, Graham. Good on you.
Hey, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with anyone else that's going on.
Oh, good on you, Graham. Thanks for that. Penny.
No idea.
Oh, Penny. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good. So,
I'm pretty sure, no, but it could start with P.
Well, just go obvious. South America, go obvious.
What's the capital city of Mexico, or is it a capital city? I don't
know. No, the Latin American country, the flag features an eagle eating a snake. What is it?
Mexico.
That's right. Penny, you got it.
Stop.
Oh, no, let's keep going. We've got a couple of minutes left. All right.
Okay. Hurry up.
Last question. If you turned the flag of Indonesia upside down, it would become the flag of which European country?
I don't like all this stuff. You shouldn't mess with flags, I reckon.
I didn't write it. But, you know, I am broadcasting it, so, you know, I do have responsibility, but you do have a point.
Mm-hmm. I choose not to answer.
You know what? That's fair enough. I have a bonus question here. We'll just ditch that one because you're right. Here we go. In which decade was the Australian flag the first displayed in the Federal Senate?
1988.
It was not 88, Penny. That was a good guess. All right, never mind. Mm. Good work, though. Okay, speak to you next time. Oh, boy, can we get this? Can we get this? We have Joe in Ridgehaven. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Do you know in which decade was the Australian flag first displayed in the Federal Senate?
The 90s.
Yes, it was the 90s. That means you have won it. You've won it, Joe. You've won it. Well done. You have won the mighty challenge. So hang on the line, and Jason will sort you out with a magnet and maybe a magazine. Oh, good on you. That was a bit of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. Oh, we've done it.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.